good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to Signs and Seasons with Minister Gabriel Emlak and Samar Baruchi. Good afternoon, Samar. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the technical problems that we've had for the last 10 minutes or so with Skype. But for those of you who have held on, I want to thank you very much for staying with us. We're doing the part three of the natural and spiritual laws in freedom and bondage to enhance our understanding of the laws and principles that are either giving us more freedom or having us experience more bondage. And I guess we can say from the condition of the world in general that most are not really clear on the natural and spiritual laws and principles, and I am that we are unconsciously or consciously violating. And I have been seeing more and more over this last year or so the need to be for us to be more clear on how we can live a more healthy, happy, successful life if we just can become cognizant of laws and principles, rather than thinking that the various conditions, unpleasant conditions that visit our lives are because of some cause that we cannot help, that we're at the mercy of, or the what people say, bad luck. No, it's not something you hear people say, well, I wouldn't have any luck if it wasn't for bad luck. No, we don't even want to put that out there. We want to understand that we live in a harmonious, loving, just universe, and that we just need to change our script. One of the things I want to mention is the remind us of, rather, the law of cause and effect. We often hear people say, what goes around comes around, this popular cliché. Those who truly understand the law realize that every condition, event, or circumstance is the fruit of some seed we have planted in our recent or remote past. And one of the aspects of this program is you may often hear us repeat things that we've said before. It reminds me of a pastor years ago. He was giving the same sermon for a month straight. Sister Samar, you can hear me clearly? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you very clearly.
And so what happened was, this pastor, week after week, would give the same sermon, and someone walked up to him finally and said, Pastor Jones, do you realize you're giving the same sermon? Is it because you're having a memory lapse? He said, no. He says, I'll probably give it 4 more weeks or more until you get the message. And so although we're not going to repeat the same program, there will be elements that you will hear us remind ourselves of, you know, often, quite often, okay, until it burns itself into our consciousness. And so what goes around comes around. This will clear up, if we could just understand this, the victim consciousness that obstructs the vision and progress of many suffering souls. And this is mostly due to an ignorance of spiritual laws, an unbiased evaluation of these, of our habitual thought patterns. The words we consistently use, our daily actions, will expose the seed causes that come to fruition through the positive and negative experiences, circumstances of our lives. We often have what I find often, in my work as a metaphysical consultant, a typical response to the claim that we create the conditions of our joyful or pain-ridden existence is, I could not have done anything to warrant the agony I have endured. And if I did, I do not remember. Well, the cosmos doesn't have a bad memory. As Gandhi says, we need to be mindful of the law of action and reaction. God is not, will not be mocked. So we refresh our memory, the cosmos, by subjecting us to experiences that mirror and reflect thoughts, words, and deeds we created in the past. interesting concept to ponder. While we are doing a particular deed, performing a particular action or deed, we are the eyewitness through our vision, we are taking the picture of the particular situation. And that picture is lodged in our consciousness, that negative of that particular situation. And it draws to us similar actions, deeds, effects of the situation that we just took a picture of. And so what we need to be aware of, you know, in this situation is that no one is doing anything to us but ourselves. And since energy never dies, just changes forms, then the picture that we take is, in a very real sense, a permanent witness. Experiences are like plants in our garden of life. Each one is a reflection of the nature and quality of the seed from which it originated. The events of our lives, incidentally, I'm actually sharing this information with you from the African American's Role in America's Spiritual Destiny, a metaphysical perspective, a book that I wrote I started on it in the 80s. And I finished the book in 2001 to revised it. And we're going to be talking more about how you can get the book. The African American's Role, the name of it, we should not be limited and think it just relates to African Americans, because it talks about the African American's role in America's spiritual destiny, but it also addresses the role that every ethnic group has to play in this great country that has such a wonderful, wonderful destiny if once we become aware of it, and this book will go into detail on that. And so, as I was saying, the events and circumstances of our lives are really reflections of what we have sown at some point in time and space. And that point in time and space, as the disciples indicate in John 9:2, in the Christian Bible, may have occurred in a previous incarnation. For example, believing that a certain man's blindness could have been caused by sins from a previous lifetime, the disciples asked Jesus, "Master, who did sin? Was it this man or his parents that he was born blind?" And Jesus eliminated the possibility of sin as a contributing factor in this instance, when he responded, "Neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest to him, in him." So while Jesus negated the suggestion of a sinful cause, he did not question or challenge the disciples' belief in rebirth or the transmission of sins from one lifetime to the next. Our lives would be so much better, it's more harmoniously, if we just can deepen our understanding of the laws and principles that have brought our particular situation into existence. Another one of the many references to reincarnation in the Christian Bible is found in Matthew 11:14. In this instance, Jesus informed John, the disciples rather, that John the Baptist was an incarnation of Elias. He says, "And if you will receive it, this is Elias who was for to come." Mindful of the limitations of thinkers steeped in the confines, goodness gracious, of traditional religiosity, Jesus follows this orthodox statement with, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." So you see, what's happening for the most part is we're like a person walking into a movie in the middle without seeing the beginning and trying to guess the pieces together. And so if we say one, if we were to try to identify one of the biggest problems we have in this journey through life, is not understanding spiritual laws and principles. So please, those of you who are listening to the program, there's all kind of information available nowadays. The web is packed, saturated, permeated, all kind of books, all kind of information to deepen our understanding of laws and principles. So what we need to understand is that, yes, many of us do not have ears to hear because we have been conditioned. Attempting to understand the deeper meanings of our current life with no awareness of the laws of cause and effect, as I just said, like walking in on the middle of a movie, trying to guess the pieces together, whatever we are going through, positive or negative, it has to do with the enactment of laws and principles, and God is no respecter of persons, as we're often reminded. The laws of cause and effect have to do, of course, spiritual and natural laws and principles. Many of us have particular ailments we're dealing with, and we fail to realize that there are laws that have been violated. Perhaps not in this lifetime, perhaps in another lifetime, we did not respect the laws of nutrition or other laws that deal with health. And so we come back in this lifetime in a body, the kind of body that we deserve, that we asked for, because we did not take care of our health, the vessel that we had in other lifetimes. So we also have to take this to a point when we deal with laws of cause and effect. We look at logical explanations for instant attractions to people and places we've never seen or been before. Intense dislike for total strangers with no apparent reason. It's another example of past life connections. Narrow conditions, innate talents and abilities, birth defects, opulence or poverty, and the race, because there's racial karma, family, or gender into which we are born, are also governed by these cosmic laws and principles. We are so... You probably remember Jesus saying, a man's foe shall be of his own household. Reminding us, as we're reminded in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, reminding us that past life connections through hate or love are what our families are composed of. You can run, but you can't hide. So the more deeper the love, the more deeper the hate, the closer these relationships, the closer these souls are born to us in our present family. And this is strong in my mind today, because in the last 2 weeks I've had two very intense examples and reminders of this. Two people came for some information on their astrological karmic energy, being the receivers, not victims, the receivers of very intense challenges to people trying to so-called attempting to embezzle, to take property or withhold funds from them. And in both instances, in both charges, it was picture clear that this was some past life karma, that this person had done something similar in previous lifetime, because it's in the astrology chart. So we need to look right away. There's a saying, there's an affirmation in the Tarot, in the Kabbalah, that says, in all things great and small, I see the beauty of the divine expression. I recognize the manifestation of undeviating justice in all the affairs of my life. So whatever I'm going through, I recognize positive and negative. There's spiritual laws involved that are blessing or testing. So now we have 5:32 p.m. here in the sunny California. I would like to, in a minute, ask Sister Samar to give us some information, a reminder of the natural laws and principles that we need to apply more so that we can enjoy deeper level of health and happiness. But I want to close this aspect, okay, by reminding us if we view life through the lens of spiritual law, it enables us to see and appreciate the wisdom and patience of a loving Creator who blesses us with unlimited potentials and endless opportunities to become all that we can be in as many lifetimes as required. Understanding laws and principles also eliminates the erroneous concept of a revengeful, jealous, punishing God. No. As soon as we realize that we are punished by and not for our sins. As we understand also that the metaphysical definition of sin is to miss the mark, to fall short of divine law. Lacking understanding of the creative powers of thoughts and words are what causes most people to miss the mark. Falling short of divine laws and principles is for the most part due to ignorance of the inherent power in every thought we think, every word we utter. So with that, I want to take a 1 minute break and ask Sister Samara if she will share what she has prepared for us today. Doug, are you there? One of the other things that we need to remind ourselves of, brothers and sisters, you listening to Signs and Seasons with Minister Gabriel Amlak and Sister Samara Baruchi, and we're in part three of the spiritual laws and natural and spiritual laws and principles in freedom and bondage. And there is so much money being spent. Goodness, I was thinking today about the billions of dollars that we're spending each year simply because we're not clear on natural laws and principles. Some of us know, but we don't have the willpower to correct those things that we're doing wrong. But many of us have no understanding at all. So Sister Samara has been attempting to, I guess since the inception of this program, to remind us of how we can improve our health, how we can retain and regain. So, Sister Samara, could you please continue to inform us today with the information you are going to bring forth?
Thank you so much, Minister Amlak. That was excellent what you shared with us. Spiritual laws, natural spiritual laws, and freedom and bondage. So many of us are held in bondage by our mortgages, by our credit cards, by the jobs that we do each day, or even more profoundly, by our mental thoughts, the things we think, the way our bodies feel. So my topic today is spiritual anatomy and the spiritual laws of success. I'll focus today on the mind, and I would like to share from two of my most profound teachers. Here is a quote from the Upanishad. You are what your deepest driving desire is. As your desire is, so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. As your deed is, so is your destiny. What that means is you control your destiny by what you do. As you sow, so shall you reap. Some points of my philosophy. We're 100% responsible for all of our experiences. 100%. Every thought we think is creating our future. The point of power is always in the present moment. Everyone suffers from self-hatred and guilt. The bottom line for everyone is, I'm not good enough. It is only a thought, and a thought can be changed. I'm not good enough. Somewhere we believe we're not good enough. We're not good enough to do this. We're not good enough to do that. We're not good enough for that person. We're not good enough for that job. We're not good enough for that neighborhood. We're not good enough for that car. We're not good enough. Resentment, criticism, and guilt are the most damaging patterns. Releasing resentment will even dissolve cancer. So yes, we do have a cure for cancer, and it's all within us. Not all, but in preventing it from coming, it begins with your mind and your heart. When we really love ourselves, everything in our life works. We must release the past and forgive everyone. I'm using some pretty strong words. I'm saying we must release the past, not maybe, not, you know, it ought to be good if you do release the past and forgive everyone. We must release the past and forgive everyone. We must be willing to begin to learn to love ourselves. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Trust me, you can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. We think we are, and a lot of times we're actually loving our neighbors more than we love ourselves, but it's love thy neighbor as thyself. Self-approval and self-acceptance is in the now. The past, it's yesterday. The future, it's always before us. So self-approval and self-acceptance is in the now. It's the key to positive changes. We create every so-called illness, every so-called dis-ease in our bodies. So what do we do about that? What do we do? We begin to learn how to forgive. And life is really very simple. If I send you an email, you usually see a quote that says, life is easy. And that's something I got directly from the source about 21 years ago. Life is really very simple. What we give out, we get back. When we think about ourselves, what we think about ourselves become the truth for us. I believe that everyone, myself included, is 100% responsible for everything in my life. You're 100% responsible for everything in your life. The best and the worst, you're 100% responsible. Every thought we think is creating our future. And our future is what? It's our now. Each one of us creates our experiences by our thoughts and our feelings. The thoughts we think and the words we speak create our experiences. We create the situations, and then we give our power away by blaming the other person for our frustration. No person, no place, and no thing has any power over us. For we are the only thinkers in our minds. We create our experiences, our reality, and everyone in it. When we create peace and harmony and balance in our minds, we will find it in our lives. Okay. Now, I have a question for you today that I'd like you to think about. Which of these statements sounds like you? People are always out to get me. And, you know, you might not say it quite like that, but I'm putting it in the most direct, simple way. Or, everyone is always helpful. Each one of these beliefs will create quite different experiences. What we believe about ourselves and our lives becomes true for us. And I'd like you to meditate on this. The universe totally supports you in every thought you choose to think and believe. Put another way, our subconscious mind accepts whatever we choose to believe. They both mean that what I believe about myself and about life becomes true for me. What you believe about yourself and about life becomes true for you. What you choose to think about yourself and about life becomes true for you. And we have unlimited choices about what we can think. Unlimited choices. You can change what you think a thousand times within a day. 100 times within a minute. You can keep, you know, fine-tuning what you think. When we know this, then it makes sense to choose everyone is always helpful rather than people are out to get me. And also, the universal power or God or the Most High or the Supernal Mother or the Divine Sacred, the universal power never judges us or criticizes us. It only accepts us at our own value. Then it reflects our beliefs in our lives. What you believe will be reflected back at you. You are your manifestation. Your manifestation is a reflection of what you believe and what you think. The first time I had to embrace that thought, I was really appalled. I was appalled because I looked at my life and what I was experiencing was just horrible. It was terrible. And I said, wow, is this what's going on in my mind? I didn't realize. If I want to believe that life is lonely and that nobody loves me, then that is what I will find in my world. However, if I'm willing to release that belief and to affirm for myself that love is everywhere, and I'm loving and lovable, and to hold on to that new affirmation and to repeat it over and over again, then it will become true for me. Now, loving people will begin to show up in your life. People will just come to you wanting to help you. So you are 100% responsible for the great things in your life and the not so great things in your life. And next week we will speak more on the spiritual laws of success and about forgiveness. All disease come from a state of unforgiveness. So I would love to share that discussion, that thought with you next week. Thank you. So, one final affirmation. You can listen to this. You can go to the archive and download it, just totally free. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole and complete, and yet life is ever-changing. Again, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole and complete, and yet life is ever-changing. There is no beginning and no end, only a constant cycling and recycling of substance and experiences. This is how karma is being described. Life is never stuck or static or stale, for each moment is ever new and fresh. I am one with the very power that created me, and this power has given me the power to create my own circumstances, created in the image and likeness of the Creator. I rejoice in the knowledge that I have the power of my own mind to use in any way I choose. You have free will. Every moment of life is a new beginning point as we move from the old to the new. This moment is a new point of beginning for me right here, right now. All is well in my world. Minister Amlak?
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
All is well in my world. All is well in my world.
Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
I said all is well in my world.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that. I hope that means in all of our world.
Well, it's an affirmation.
I'm having a little challenge on this end with my cell phone. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? So if I get cut off, I need you to take us to the end. We have 5 minutes to go, and I want to thank you once again for the wonderful presentation. Very great reminder. We want to remind our family also of the book release of the long-awaited Superior Aspects of Women, free copy, okay? Also of the African Americans' Role in America's Spiritual Destiny will be accompanying that. And so that I think that will be happening this Friday coming up. I believe that's the 15th. We're going to send out some major announcements on that, so be on the lookout. We also want to remind you that you can, if you so desire, advertise. Advertisements can be displayed on the BBS Science and Seasons website. So I want you to be aware of that, because I know many of our listeners have businesses of their own that, of course, are in tune with our basic laws and principles, you know, on health-oriented products and ideas. Am I still on?
Yes, you are.
Because my phone is threatening to cut off. The other thing is I wanted to ask our family if you would invite family and friends to call in for free profiles. That is very much needed. Welcome. Very much needed by many people these days to get some clarity on what their energies are and how to best regulate our lives, particularly in this 2012 era. We're moving fast towards December 2012. As you know, we have 6 months to go, and so we want to really, really, really prepare our consciousness so that we can be prepared for this window of light that is descending upon us right now. And so you can invite your friends to call in, family, to get information on what kind of energies are moving through their particular cycle right now, and we'd be more than glad to accommodate your requests. We also want to talk next week about the fact that the planet Jupiter is moving into Gemini and what that means for all of us, particularly Gemini, but for everyone in general, in terms of how we can use that expansive energy to enhance our consciousness from a spiritual point of view, from in terms of education, religion, philosophy, things of that nature. And so each year, this planet Jupiter moves into a different sign. And so for the next 12 years, starting in next week, I think it's moving in tomorrow, really, into Gemini. So, Sister Samara, if you know any Geminians, you can let them know that tomorrow is going to be a wonderful year, particularly for Geminis, and, of course, for all of us in general, because we're all 12 signs. I want to talk next week also about karmic relationships from an astrological point of view and how we can even get clarity on karma more intensely once we understand the underlying astrological force fields that we have been born into. So closing, we have 3 more minutes. Sister Samara, did you have anything to add?
Yes, I would love to put out that coming in the month of July, we will be doing an online webinar using the two books as a focus point with the intention of today's topic, freedom and bondage, but the focus will be designing your destiny or your perfect life or your future as you'd like it to be. So it will be an online webinar. We will give more information as we go along. It's $42 per person, and we will be doing an experiential webinar, giving you some meditations and trauma clearing procedures and processes to bring your life into order, dealing with your relationships, your business relationships, your personal relationships, your relationships with yourself and your family. And we'll give more information on that next week.
And I'm motivated to remind our family, that BBS family, that when you look out into the world and you see the different challenges facing our global family, let those challenges, whether it's natural catastrophes, whether it's psychological problems, whether it's crime, whatever you see that's intensifying, let that be a motivation to dig deeper into the trench of your spiritual consciousness and learn more about spiritual laws and principles, because that is really the whole, the most healthy approach that we can take to this global situation, that this challenging global situation that we're seeing unfold before us. And remind ourselves that however intense the situation is, we have the spiritual empowerment and the spiritual resources to overcome each and every aspect. So now, until next week, this same time, we're going to ask you to stay tuned into yourself, and above all, stay in tune, rather, BBS, and above all, stay tuned into yourself. Sister Samar, thank you very, very much for being with us once again.
Thank you very much, and remember, everyone, all is well in your world. Even if it doesn't feel like it.
Thank you very much, Doug and Don.
Okay.